Did you hit? Because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Jenna. How are you?
Great.
It is lovely to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. It's been gallivanting around.
How long has it been? Like 5 weeks or something?
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks.
Wow.
But Labour weekend and stuff meant that it was delayed.
Exactly. Yes. Well, it's nice to have you back, and you've brought us a very exciting book. What is it?
So behold, I have the new dad-friendly New Zealand music memoir in my hands just in time for Christmas. So this is A Sharp Left Turn by Mike Chun, published by Allen & Unwin, $45 hardback. So Mike Chun was a founding member of Split Enz. He left the band 2 albums in after experiencing debilitating panic attacks while on tour.
Oh, that's awful.
So, but first we have this fantastic yarn-based description of 1960s childhood in Otahuhu and Chun's parents, Von and Jerry, Catholic school, mucking around in the music room, hanging out with his brother, discovering the Beatles and how, you know, when new records would come out, how people would sit around and listen to them.
Yeah.
And I really laughed out loud to these types of stories, especially one describing a walk from Otahuhu to the Civic Theatre on Queen Street by Chun as a child, and also what he and his brother Jeffrey got up to with the family camera.
That's so
which
good.
Got caught when it got developed. And
It definitely sounds like a story worth reading
good
for.
Yards. And he uses these endearing terms such as dear reader and often tells you to Google something, adding to the campfire story like charm of the book. The descriptions of Chun's youth are so vivid they could possibly be embellished, but you find out about meeting Tim Finn while playing rugby.
Cool.
While boarding at Sacred Hearts College. These times at Auckland University, taking LSD and Thai cigarettes, and then the beginning of the world tours as Split Enz starts to kick off. So Chun was really suffering greatly, and at the time, there wasn't the language to describe what he was feeling, let alone the communication skills to tell others what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
He told his father, who was a doctor, that he suffered stage fright and was given tranquilizers to get him through touring. But it was kind of like the opposite of what he felt. He felt amazing on stage, and it was the lead up to the stage to that was where he would sort of hide in a corner and buzz out, I guess. So after touring Australia, the UK and USA with the 2 first albums of Split Enz, Mental Notes and Second Thoughts, he quit the band to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And he joined another band with his brother, Citizen Band, but soon touring reignited the panic attacks. So it wasn't really until the early 80s that he found what he had, which he read in a magazine while getting his hair cut, agoraphobia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one because, the language for talking about those things is still so recent as well. And I think we're still trying to find good ways of communicating that kind of thing too. So it's really interesting to hear people with profile talking about their experiences of it. I think it's still very important to be able to hear that. Yeah.
Definitely. And for a lot of people, touring is actually really hard. It's a huge slog.
Yeah.
It's exhausting. You're always running late. You're broke. And
you're sleeping in weird places.
Yeah.
You're meeting heaps of new people. Yeah.
And you're super close with these people, but maybe not telling them about how you feel.
Yeah.
So
it's a tricky one.
I think that would mean a lot to a lot of people, or even give them insight to what it's like to tour. But then the second half of his memoir takes a turn away from this inner band life, and descriptions of the domestic pretty much disappear, which I do think is a shame, but we get down to business. So
cool.
This is when he was actually feeling pretty good, and he realised that when he was in Auckland, that was actually what made him feel great.
Oh, interesting.
And the agoraphobia, he's described it as just not being near home.
Right.
So he worked for Mushroom Records, he worked for Sony Records, he ran APRA, and then he started Play It Strange, which was a really big thing for high school. It was a really big thing for high schools, and did a lot of government lobbying, all for the good of songwriting and kids in schools.
He is an absolute legend, there's no doubt about that. It's really cool, I guess, to be able to have these books coming out at the moment, we were just saying off mic, of all these people who have really contributed to the foundations of the scenes we have today.
Definitely.
Been the backbone for it for such a long time. To hear them tell their own stories is so exciting.
Yeah, so he tells it like he's speaking to you. You can just sort of hear him in your ear. And it captures a slice of New Zealand music history that so many listeners would have lived with themselves. Dave Dobbin, The Finns, Jeannie Morris, The Exponents. He signed Dee Dee Smash and The Exponents. It's a time heavy with masculinity and old boys' contacts, which is not Mike's fault, but he's just describing a culture, of the time. There's a lot of Sacred Heart pop-ups or people getting jobs or positions, and he's like, yeah, and we went to school together. His passion and admiration for young high school student writers is enthusiastic and inspiring. I love coming across names of some of my pals.
That's so cute.
Including a description of my very good friend Claire Duncan singing at high school in front of Jordan Luck, and T's like pulling out these lyrics of high school students, which is, imagine like reading that. My friend Claire, she was picked up this book to see if her dad would like it, and she opened it on the page with him talking about her, which I feel is
I hope she then bought it for her dad and for herself.
She's like, hey, Dad.
I'm in it.
I'm in. So I think many readers will enjoy this book. It's really visceral. It's yarn-like tale. It's a beautiful hardback with very cool cover, beautiful
images as well. Really, like, I mean, Split Enz were such a visual band. Like, they were all about the look to a certain extent. Was part of the whole package, you know.
Yeah, and the performance.
The performance
as well
was all part of it. And these photos are just wonderful, aren't they?
And it's quite unusual for that time, because I guess, like, you think of 1970s New Zealand playing in rural town halls, and you have these guys that are acting flamboyant. It's
covered in grease paint and lipstick with their hair about five, you know, centimetres taller than their head, kind of thing.
I think that's actually what got them through, was like part of that performance of their various mental health issues. But it is a book about music. It's about mental health. It's about New Zealand, and it catches a time where people were just meant to get on with it.
That's cool.
And he's verbalising that on reflection. So I think it's a great Christmas present.
Excellent.
And not just for your dad, maybe for your mum too.
Yeah.
For yourself as well.
For yourself.
Who knows?
Yeah, so I think he's a really great, great person to have around.
Excellent.
Great musical advocates.
So is it on the shelves already? Come and grab it?
Yep, on the shelves. You can buy it now.
Remind us of the name again.
A Sharp Left Turn by Mike Chun. Notes on a Life in Music from Split Enz to Play It Strange. And I've chosen a song today, which is one that I've loved since I was a little kid, from Second Thoughts. Late last night.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Lovely to have you back.
I saw you standing there at the bar. Your eyes were glazed with passion. A look of afar. Secret smile, I blew a few kisses, said my name is Lyle. That love in her eyes,
love in her eyes,
heart to heart,
heart to heart,
a tender goodbye,
a tender goodbye. Nothing could ever keep us apart as you sipped your tequila.
I knew I had to steal ya.
Read like a book, surprised that you took your time.
Dig that rhyme. Gone. Took offense at the things I said.
Good advice would be to go to bed, rest my head. Yeah.
Told me everything.
seem so aloof. Ah, that's 90% proof. With a lump in my throat, I grab my coat and run.
Want it again.
Last night by Split Ends. Thank you again to Jenna for popping in for Loose Reads this morning.
That was Loose Reads.
And we